Number one desirable. Out of what I want, when I want, and how I want it. Leave you with the one in the air. What's up, my friends? Welcome to the And That's the Tea podcast. If you're here, it's probably because you are one of my super amazing followers on Instagram. My Instagram is Audrey K. Ross, and you can follow me on there. Shameless plug. So, here I am, my very first podcast. This is probably going to be all over the place. But you know what? I was literally just sitting in the bath today, like I do with my Dr. Teals. Get you some Dr. Teals Epsom salts. No, this isn't a sponsorship from Dr. Teals. Although if you're listening, hit your girl up, slide in my DMs. Anyways, so I was thinking, I was like, wow, there really is a demand for me to speak on a lot of things because I am known for being brutally honest. I am known for not really caring about what other people think. I mean, I do to an extent, but I also don't. So I imagine a lot of this podcast is going to be a compilation of those things. I got that word off of Pornhub compilation. I don't know if I'm saying it right. I mean, whatever. Anyways, so I'm very blunt, and a lot of stuff is filtered nowadays, and I don't like that. And so, yeah, here I am. I honestly don't even know. Okay. So I was sitting in the bath and I was like, wow, I should really make a podcast. And so that's what I'm going to do. Like, it takes minimal effort. I mean, it was kind of hard setting this up, but as soon as it's set up, it's good to go. And like, as my thoughts come to me, I figure I can just put them on here instead of dragging you guys along for an Instagram story that you really don't care about. And then I have to wonder, wow, do I look okay? Is there shit in my teeth? Like, well, not shit, because I don't eat ass or anything, but you know what I'm saying? Like, is there stuff? Like, I don't have to wear makeup to talk to you guys, and that's nice. And, well, I don't anyways, but I don't have to feel bad about it, I guess. So if you're listening and you are just here to listen, or you are at work doing something mindless and you just need something entertaining, or you're in a cardio session, like, let's kill it, dude. I am glad you're here, and I am super thankful for all of the support that I got for this and all of the demand that there was. I imagine this is going to be kind of sporadic. Like, I'm not really invested in this as much right now, just because I want to see how it goes, I guess, the first couple of episodes. So my plan is to record 2 to 3 episodes and then release them and have like a backup, you know what I mean? Like, have like a content, I guess, like a batch of content. So just in case life gets crazy and I'm not able to sit down and chat for a few minutes, then I'll just have it ready to go for you guys. So I'm not really sure how late this will be put out, but right now it is August the 19th, I believe, 2019, and it is 8:50 p.m. It's literally, why the fuck am I still awake? I'm just saying, that's kind of an overstatement. I usually go to bed at like 9:30 and I'll fall asleep at like 10. That's kind of when I doze off, because I wake up at like 5:15 because I'm at the gym literally so early. But I really like it. It's not hard for me to get up in the mornings because I'm such a morning person. If you can relate, let me know. I am all for morning routines and like drinking a big ass cup of coffee and taking a big dump. I'm sorry, but that's just what I do in the morning. If you think that's gross, get the fuck out of here. You're not going to last long listening to this podcast, because I literally do not care. I'm totally like open door policy. Like, we are here in there like swimwear, fam. But anyways, so yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for being here. I don't really have anything planned out. I don't have a lot of, like, I'm not looking at a notebook like some people are when they record their podcasts. I'm literally just, I'm pretty sure I'm watching like MasterChef Junior, and like the thoughts are just coming to me as I speak, because most of the time, like, I don't plan my content. It just comes to me, and when it comes to me, I need to get it out. And wow, that is what she said. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't have anything planned. Like, I will probably have podcast episodes where I talk about certain things, but for now, I'm just trying it out, and I'm just seeing what can come of this. That's what she said. So yeah, like, I would eventually like to see it turn into something. Like, I invite people on here to interview because I ran out of things to talk about, because yeah, that just happens sometimes. We go through phases where we just don't feel like putting things out in the world, but that's okay. But anyways, so yeah, no commitments, just here to talk. But anyways, yeah. Let's see. Today is Monday. Hashtag Mondays. Let's talk about Mondays for a second. Mondays, if you wake up on a Monday hating your life, you're really going to have a hard time. Like, I used to wake up on Mondays counting down the days until Friday. Like, I mean, we all know there's 5 days in a working week, but whatever. You know what I mean? Like, dreading Mondays is probably the worst thing ever, because honestly, in my opinion, fucking Tuesdays are worse than Mondays, because Monday, sometimes I can be a little bit motivated, like, wow, like, it's Monday, like, it's a fresh start to the week, like, I'm ready to go, like, we are good to go, fam. But then Tuesday rolls around, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, today was even worse than yesterday, and I've already messed up twice on my diet, and, like, my weight's up on the scale, like, whatever it is, you're just pissed off that it's Tuesday. And then Wednesday, you're like, okay, I can kind of see the end. It's hump day. We have some margarita specials at Applebee's. It's lit. And then Thursday, you're just like, what the fuck? Today is just like Monday all over again. Or it's like Tuesday's older brother, where like Friday, you're just like, shit, like, it's Friday, I don't care about anything, let's get out the door. And then Saturday, Sunday go by so fast, and then you're back to Monday. Like, don't live, like, why? Like, who is living their life like that? Like, please message me, because that is horrible, and I think you should really reevaluate your job and what you're doing in life, because I don't want any of you guys to wake up and dread a Monday. That is, like, the worst thing ever. Like, no one deserves that. But anyways, yeah, so it was a good Monday for me. I don't know if any of you know, but I am a marketing not director yet, but I do the marketing for a local HVAC company. And we are, like, okay, this is my humble brag, we are, like, the number one HVAC company in Northwest Arkansas. And yeah, so I sit and stare at screens all day. So I guess I'll add some more screen time and make a podcast. But yeah, I didn't actually graduate with a degree in marketing. I graduated with a degree in psychology. And I kind of wanted to, like, I thought I was going to go to grad school to be like a psychologist, I guess. But then, like, I realized I really didn't like the counseling side of psychology, just because I couldn't really make that separation between my clients and, like, me and, like, going home, like, work life. I couldn't make that separation, because I get so emotionally attached to people and their situations, and I just feel like I wouldn't be able to let that go, and, like, and I would take things personally, and I would, like, relate to my client and, like, start crying in their session. Like, I just, no, don't sign me up for counseling. I mean, I love therapy, but I don't want to be the therapist, you know, because I would probably give him bullshit advice. Like, listen, you should just go get laid or something. Like, that would fix all your problems. No, but really. Anyways, back to my story. So I graduated in 2019 with a degree in psychology, and I got hired as a marketing person. So what the fuck? No, I'm just kidding. I actually really, really, really enjoy marketing. All of the marketing that I knew before working was self-taught. And I am continually learning on a daily basis. My boss majored in marketing and obviously owns the company. And so he teaches me a lot. And I am hopefully going to take over the marketing director role here soon. I'm still kind of the baby of the company, so I'm trying to learn everything as quick as I can. And it's honestly, it's a lot. And I'm also, because I really like to screw myself over and make life hard, I will also be pursuing my master's degree in strategic communications, which is basically just marketing strategy and developing a strategy on how to talk to people and drive engagement and just basically just marketing. But really understanding and implementing a strategy based on the marketing goal that you have. So that's going to be exciting. I'm only going to take one class at a time on just online, just something not overwhelming, but still able to progress slowly. And I'm also doing it at a slower pace because I am not taking out loans for this. So I will be paying for my master's degree out of pocket. So RIP money. And if my life wasn't already busy enough, I will probably be doing a prep over the holidays this year. It's looking like, which I don't really want to announce it yet, but it is looking like a fall prep is upon us. And I will have that announcement date shortly to you. I'm not quite ready to announce it yet, but I am pretty certain of where things are at and what I'm looking at. As many of you know, I do have my sights set on the Arnold Amateur next year, but if not, there are tons of shows after that, like the St. Louis Pro, to get me nationally qualified because my national qualification expired this year because I took the year off competing. So I don't know if any of you know, but to compete at a national level in the NPC, the National Physique Committee, you have to earn top two spots in your open class. So for women's figure, I would have to be either first or second to be qualified in my height class, to be qualified to move on to a national level stage, such as nationals or North Americans, junior nats, whatever have you. And so, but also you have a full calendar year upon your national qualification status to compete on a national stage. So I qualified nationally for the first time in June of 2018 at the Dallas Europa. I placed second in women's figure. I think it was class B. And then I also qualified again in very late July of 2018 at the Arkansas State Championships in women's figure. And that was also my first overall title. So I won the title of Miss Arkansas 2018 in women's figure. So that also earned me another national qualification. But since that qualification date has already passed a full calendar year, I am no longer qualified to compete at the national level. But earning that in queue is honestly, if we're being honest and upfront, at a regional show, it's not that fucking hard. Like, it's definitely not something, I mean, it is something to be proud of, but it's not something to put on a resume or like, just because so many people have it, because so many people may have even won it by default because, hey, little Betty can of biscuits over here competed with one other woman in her class. So there was two women in her class. So she won, or she got a national qualification by default, but she showed up looking thick as hell. Like, if you see what I mean, like, it's just not like you can't really tell how someone earned that national qualification. I feel like I earned mine at the Europa more than the Arkansas, just because the Europa was a lot more competitive and a lot bigger class, but I think I earned them both. Just more so at the Europa, but that was a fun show. But anyways, so yeah, it's been a while since I've competed, and I'll probably do another episode just on competing in general and, you know, just my thoughts on it. So yeah, but I honestly don't even remember what I was talking about before this, but anyways, so that's the situation. And yeah, that's all that's going on in my life right now. It's just work and getting ready to go back to school and optimizing what I have left of this off season. So yeah, but like I said, I am super glad that you guys found me, and I'm glad that you guys requested this and wanted me to chat, and I'm glad that you're here to listen. And if you have any requests, please feel free to DM me. And yeah, I don't have any, I'm not really sponsored by anybody. I have a few companies that I work with because I love them so much, but I don't really make a direct revenue off of them. Like, so I do have a code for Pamcakes Pancakes, and you can just use code Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y, and that'll save money on y'all pancake orders. And I think that's all. Literally, I'm so lame. It's because I talk shit about so many supplement companies that probably none of them trust me. But that's okay, because I don't really use powders. I spend my money on other supplements that actually work. And I'm sure we all know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, just literally just go scroll my Instagram, because you'll find out real quick. But anyways, I will see you guys later.